14, Blanchard.
So now this brings up Colin Blanchard, who hadn't gotten on a base off of an error from Bobo on his last at-bat. Raptors have been out hitting the Growlers 7-4. They've given up three runs, only acquired run, one run. So a 3-1 count. Setting and serving is Ancerwitz up and away for a ball 1-0. Ancerwitz out of Notre Dame College and the rising redshirt senior, and swing and a miss. Blanchard came after it late. 1-1 count. Here, top seven. Ancerwitz out of Ashtabula, Ohio, Notre Dame College, the Division III program. Has the 1-1 curveball down low, 2-1. 2-1 count. Two balls a strike. Ancerwitz kicks, winds, and delivers the 2-1 up and away for a ball. 3-1. So Colin Blanchard grounded out, was able to get on base off of an error. Ancerwitz sets, serves a 3-1 down low for a ball. Ball number four. Ancerwitz has given up four runs. He's acquired eight strikeouts, but he's also given up, well, now three walks. So Blanchard, the leadoff walk. This brings up Gavin Lewis Jr., the shortstop. Out of UAB in New Orleans, Louisiana. So he's 1-for-2 today. Ancerwitz looks at first, comes in, and delivers as a perfect bunt attempt from Degatti, who runs at third, leaps it over, and makes the catch at first. Excellent play. That's the second time we've seen Degatti do that tonight. But getting to second is Blanchard. So we turn to the top of the order. Lawson Knight, who lined out on his last at-bat, is due up. One out, no balls, no strikes. Ancerwitz comes set. Serves a ball up and away, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, one out. Lawson Knight at Kansas State. Ancerwitz serves down low for a ball, 2-0. One down, top seven here. Knight batting a 350 with 14 hits and 6 RBIs. Has the 2-0. Swinging a ball popped back on the right side. 2-1. One out, two balls, a strike. Ancerwitz checks and serves a 2-1 and popped back on the right side. 2-2. Top seven, two balls, two strikes. One out. Ancerwitz looks at second as the 2-2. Curveball down low for ball number three, so full count. Blanchard stays at second. Only one down for the Raptors. Antrovitz wearing number 25. One out. Three balls, two strikes. Antrovitz kicks, winds, and serves. Swinging a ball driven up right through the middle into center field. Rounding third is Blanchard, and he retreats back towards the bag as a throw from Jensen over to Broussard at second is not in time. So Lawson Knight gets to second. Runners on second and third, and only one down. So Kaysen Taggart was walked, struck out swinging, and flew out. 0 for 2 today, and Antrovitz dug himself a hole. Only one down, two runners on, both in scoring position. Antrovitz, first pitch, finds the zone for a strike. 0-1. One out. Antrovitz checks, serves the 0-1, and down low, just below the zone, for a ball. 1-1. One count with one out. The 1-1. Curveball up and away. 2-1. One down, two balls a strike. A 2-1 from Antrovitz. Swing and a miss inside for strike two. So Johnny does well to get back in this count. Runs at two apiece. So Levi Jensen stepping out of behind home plate, having a word with Antrovitz on the mound. A guy that's pitched an inning in his last four appearances against Madison twice, Green Bay back on June 11th versus Wausau. Pitched an inning on four batters faced. That was about his day. So two balls, two strikes, one out. Rafters have still out hit Kalamazoo 7-5, but the Growlers lead 3-1. The 2-2, swing and a miss inside on a curveball. Out number two and strike number three. So Rafters one away. So Banks Tolley, who's 1-for-3 today, got a double on his last at-bat, grounded out, and struck out swinging. So Tolley out of Ole Miss in Madison, Mississippi. Two down, runners still in scoring position for the Growlers as a striker comes across the plate. So Knight at second, Blanchard at third. Rafters one away here on the top of the seventh. The 0-1. Swinging a ball popped out on the right field side in foul territory. So ahead in the count is Antrovitz 0-2. Two outs, no balls, two strikes. The 0-2 inside for a strike. So strike number three. So Johnny Antrovitz back-to-back strikeouts to get the Rafters out of the hole as we head to the bottom of the seventh. They still trail 3-1. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Bandana? Check. Boots? Check. Gloves? Check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh we go as Jorge Degatti, the Indiana product, is due up. Back-to-back base hits for him. So looking to continue his hot start as he's down on the count 1-2. Mason Meek still on the mound, 2-2 count. Meeks will come set. Rafters trail 3-1 here in bottom seven. They've been out hit 7-5. 2-2. Degatti flies one out on the right field line. That drops in foul territory. So Meeks, once again, still on the mound. And a guy that's been impressive. The 2-2 way outside. So the count is full. Mason Meeks, six innings pitched. Five strikeouts, allowing seven hits. That's the full count. Swing and a drive. Well hit. Back towards the left field side. And coming under it is John Kramer. So Degatti made good contact. Wasn't able to find a green space. And he flies out. So Levi Jensen here in the bottom of the order, who flew out and struck out looking. One down. Setting and serving for a strike is Meeks. 0-1. Fastball came in at 88 miles per hour. The 0-1. Up and away for a ball 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. The 1-1. Down and away for a ball. 2-1. The 2-1. Curveball right down the plate for a strike. 2-2. Off-speed pitch of 78. One down. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2, swing and a fly ball on the right field side. out of play. Count runs at two apiece. So Levi Jensen, who's flown out and struck out looking. The 2-2, swing and a miss outside for strike number three and out number two.
Brings up right fielder, number zero.
So big strikeout there. Roger. Six strikeout for Mason Meeks. We return to the top of the order. Brandon Rogers, who got a base hit on his last at bat, is due up. Two down for the Growlers, bottom seven. They lead 3-1. Rafters have out-hit them, though, 7-5. First pitch on the way as Rogers drives one up and drops into shallow center, and he'll get on base once again. So back-to-back base hits for Brandon Rogers. And we return with Ty Johnson. So Johnson, who's got a base hit today, but he's 1-for-3. He's flown out and grounded out. So the Flower Mound, Texas native. Rogers stands at first. And the left-hander, Ty Johnson, is at the plate. Meeks comes set and serves a strike. Once again, Meeks going ahead in the count. No balls, a strike. Meeks has gone the long haul here so far as the pickoff attempt over at first. Rogers gets back in time. No balls, a strike. 0-1 count, two down. The Growlers one away. The 0-1, swing and a miss down low. As Johnson, frustrated. 0-2. Breaking ball of 80 miles per hour. As the 0-2 fouled back on the left side as Rogers was heading towards second in a heartbeat, but he's going to have to retrieve back to first. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The 0-2 down and away for a ball, 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Brandon Rogers, a big leadoff at first. Bottom seven, the 1-2. Strike three, outside edge. Johnson frustrated, slams the top of the bat. And Rogers was heading towards second, but it did not matter. So the Growlers still lead as we head to the top of the eighth inning, 3-1. We'll be back here on WFHR.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Six 230-6947.
So top of the eighth inning, Anthony Benetti will step in at Barry University. And the rising junior, who's had three games so far with a 1-0 record, three innings pitched. He's had three strikeouts and two walks, 11 batters faced. So the Rafters trail 3-1 as Will Furness, the guy that hit the solo home run, will lead off here in the top of the eighth. Rafters have out-hit the Growlers 8-5. Kalamazoo started off with a run in the top of the fourth off of this man right here, Will Furness. They answered back in the bottom half of that inning off of Degatti. Line drive to ball to third base, which sent Conniff home. But then in the top of the sixth, two runs for Kalamazoo as Benetti sets in and throws a ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. So a 1-0 count. Benetti serves out and away 2-0. Benetti, who played for Kalamazoo back in 2021, was 0-4 with them on five games appeared. As that ball's driven out, well hit, back behind the wall. That ball's gone. Will Furness does it again. Back-to-back home runs, two home runs for him. And the Rafters trail 4-1. The Ole Miss product having a day here at Witterfield. Soon as that ball left the bat, that was gone. Everybody knew that was just absolutely slammed. So Furness, two home runs today. And he gets his second of the season. Not a start here in the top of the eighth. The Rafters would have liked. Benetti is going to have to reset on Gabe Springer as Springer pops a ball up into back behind home plate. So an 0-1 count. So Will Furness, 2-for-4 today with two home runs. He's been tough to stop. So Benetti's going to have to regather himself and recompose as the 0-1 comes down low for a ball, 1-1. 1-1 count. Rafters trail 4-1. Benetti serves inside for a ball, 2-1. Rafters have out-hit the Growlers 8-6. But timely hits like those and put Kalamazoo in front. The 2-1 outside of the zone for a ball 3-1. Setting and serving is Benetti. That ball driven back behind the right field side. Once again, that's gone. Back-to-back home runs from the Stanford products. Gabe Springer. And the Growlers lead 5-1. Three solo shots. Back-to-back home runs. Kalamazoo in control. So Benetti's going to have to shake things off against his former team. Soon as that ball left the bat, once again, same result as Springer's was. Ball outside. So Springer and Furness, man, oh man. John Kramer is up. The Ole Miss products. Benetti, the 1-0, once again outside for a ball 2-0. Rafters are down 3-1 with two solo shots. Furness and Springer have put them well up 5-1 as the 2-0 comes across the plate for a strike, 2-1. The 2-1, swinging a shallow ground ball over to Conniff, the second baseman, makes the throw. Straight to Bobo at first for one down. So now this brings up 39. So we'll get a moment here for these two. But, yeah, Kalamazoo, wow, they have been impressive. Stepping in is number 39, Ben Bach, the 0-1. So Bach check swings across for a strike, 0-2. So Bach has had 13 games with batting at 244, 45 at-bats for him with 11 hits. So the Tiffin University product out of Waconia, Minnesota, 0-2 count as he swings and misses on the right side for strike number 3. Two down, top of the eighth, as this brings up Colin Blanchard, who walked, got to base on an error, and grounded out. Out of the University of Washington, two down, 8-7 in favor of the Rafters on the hits. Swinging a shallow ground ball that goes over to Conniff, the second baseman. The throw across his body is not in time. That skips on a one-hop bounce to Bobo. But getting there is Blanchard. So that ties the Rafters and Growlers on hits 8-8. Two down. Blanchard gets to first. Gavin Lewis Jr. is due up 1-for-3 today. Anthony Benetti will come set and serve on the outside. A wild pitch that goes behind Jensen, taking second. He's Blanchard. Man, it's been a tough outing for Anthony Benetti against his former team. A 1-0 count. With two outs. The 1-0, Lewis goes after it. Swings and misses for a strike, 1-1. Rafters one away here in the top of the eighth. Benetti will check in. Set. Kick, wind, and deliver. Down low for a ball, 2-1. Two outs, two balls, a strike. The 2-1. Foul tipped back on the right side. 2-2 now. So remind you, the Growlers beat the Rafters in the Great Lakes Division Championship last year. 8-6. Rafters looking to try to answer and get some revenge today, but it is not looking that way. Kalamazoo up 5-1 near the top of the eighth. The 2-2. Swing and a miss upstairs for strike number 3 and out number 3. Not before Kalamazoo gets back-to-back home runs from Will Furness and Gabe Springer to put them up 5-1. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning here on WFHR. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROinstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So bottom of the eighth, as Brendan Bobo will step in, the left-hander who's popped out twice and struck out swinging, hasn't been able to record his first hit of his 2023 Rafters campaign. Perhaps this time, Rafters trail 5-1, each team with 8 hits. But they're going to need hits fast as Bobo sees a strike on the left edge. Mason Meeks still on the mound. This is the furthest I've seen a pitcher go so far this season. Meeks, the 0-1, down and away for a ball. Bobo, a guy that led the team in home runs, the team MVP last season, as the 1-1. Bobo swinging a miss outside. 1-2. Meeks ahead in the count once again. He batted a .258 last season for Cal State Fullerton, starting in 35 of 39 games out of Santa Cruz, California. The 1-2 from Meeks. Bobo fouls one backside. Northwoods League All-Star, 61 hits last season. Big part of the team's success as the 1-2. Bobo drives one out on the line drive, and coming after it is Cam Conley. Throws it on his knees and gets him out at first. What a play from Conley. Cam Conley dove out, made the play at second, and threw it over to first before Bobo can get there. So one down for the Growlers here in bottom eight. Jack Gurevich. As Gurevich swings and misses. 0-3 today, struck out. So the 0-1, Meeks down the plate once again, a strike. The Drury University product, 2-0 this season. An inning and two-thirds away from making it 3-0. The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike number three. Three straight strikes for Mason Meeks as he pounds his chest. With two down, he is pumped up here, man. He's wheeling and dealing. Raptors have not had an answer. They've had 8 hits, but they just have not been able to get home when needed and get those timely hits. As Broussard is up. Garrett Broussard, 1-for-3 today with a strikeout. Was able to get a base hit. First run, first hit of the Raptors, and first runner to get on base. Two outs. Meeks comes set. Shakes it off. Kicks, winds, and serves the 0-1. That's popped back on the right side. That hits Broussard and stays fair, but the throw out is at first. So a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Growlers as we head to the top of the ninth here on WFHR. Rafters still trail 5-1. We'll step aside. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Also streamed online, link to the live games is available by visiting raftersbaseball.com.
Top of the ninth we go as Sam Schmidt checks in. He's had 11 at-bats, four games. He's walked five batters. He has four strikeouts. So Lawson Knight, top of the order, is due up. Rafters down four runs. They trail 5-1. So Schmidt, who played a season for the Traverse City Pit Spitters, I mean, he had six games, but now four games here with the Rafters back in the Northwoods League. Played for Traverse City back in 2020. So Lawson Knight will step in, and Schmidt delivers a strike. So the left-hander, four strikeouts, a hit, and two runs, and an RBI. No balls, a strike. Schmidt will come set. Kick and serve. Swinging a ball, flied out into left field. Running under it is Anthony Gallison. Reaches out and makes the grab, one down. So no balls, no strikes. Kaysen Daggert steps in with one down. Out of Everett, Washington, batting a .308, eight hits and three RBIs. As coming set and serving is Schmidt. Slider on the left field side, on the left side of the plate. 4-1-0. Came in at 68 miles per hour, a slow-moving slider. The 1-0 down low for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Setting and serving the 2-0 up and away for a ball, 3-0. Three oh count with one out. The serve from Schmidt up and away for ball number four. So four straight balls and puts Taggart on first. So Banks Tolley, the right fielder, out of Ole Miss. And Tolley, a guy who's 1-for-4 today with a run and a double. Struck out twice. Schmidt sets and serves a slow-moving ball. Comes in for a strike, 0-1. Came in at 69 miles per hour. So leading off is Taggart. One down, top of the ninth, the 0-1. Once again, a strike. Slow-moving ball comes in and gets the right edge. So 0-2 count. The leadoff from Taggart, the 0-2, swinging a ball, pops into shallow right, and reaching out and making the grab is Chris Conniff. Two down, one away. Two down, brings up the first baseman, number 30. So Will Furness has an unbelievable day today. Two home runs for him. A guy that they know can go behind the wall at any given moment. He's done that twice today. He's 2-for-4. So watch out for Will Furness. Two solo shots for him. Schmidt will set and serve and finds the left edge for a strike going one. No balls, a strike with two outs. Setting is Schmidt and serving. Swing and a miss. Slow moving ball once again, 0-2 with two down. Wind moving from left to right on a day where Rafters have acquired eight hits, but only one run, which came in the bottom of the fourth. The 0-2 just a bit outside for a ball, 1-2. Two down, and Taggart leads off at second. The 1-2, swing and a miss outside for strike number three and out number three. As we head to the bottom of the ninth, the Rafters trail 5-1. Do they have a rally in them? Find out next here on WFHR.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the ninth, we go as the Rafters trail 5-1. A new pitcher on the mound for the Growlers, Jared Birkenpass, out of Grand Rapids Community College. Played his Northwoods League ball for Traverse City with Sam Schmidt, so they know each other. But he's had four games this season, an 0-1 record with 15 2/3 innings pitched, 11 hits, and 7 strikeouts. So Birkenpass comes in and throws a slow-moving ball on the inside for Chris Conniff. Do the Rafters have a rally in them? Do they have at least four runs? So 1-0 count here on Chris Conniff. Throws a strike across the plate. So Mason Meeks, an excellent day on the mound as Conniff swings and drives one into shallow center, and coming under it and making the grab is Lawson Knight. So yeah, Mason Meeks, eight hits, a run. That run came earned, but he's had eight strikeouts on 32 batters face. So an excellent day for Mason. One out. And now stepping in for the Rafters.
Now batting for the Rafters, number 36, James Castagnola.
I just didn't love it.
Stepping in for the Rafters is Castanola. So James Castanola. One ball, no strikes with one out. The 1-0, swinging a ball popped back on the right side. One count with one out. The 1-1, swinging a ball popped back on the left side. One and two with one out. The 1-2 away. Two balls, two strikes. With one out, the 2-2 outside, 3-2. Full count, one out. The 3-2, swing and a miss, strike three. So Burke can pass, two down here. As Danny Sheeler checks in. Danny Sheeler comes in. No balls, no strikes, two outs. Inside for a strike. No balls, a strike. Outside for a ball, 1-1. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Two on, two outs. The 2-1, down low, popped back on the left side. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2, swinging a driven ball that drops into left center. Sheeler gets the first, so that starts things off for the Rafters. Two outs, Logan Hugo due up. And pitch hitting again. First pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. One out with two outs. The 1-0 swing and check swing came across for a strike, 1-1. Two down. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 swing and a miss outside. 1-2. The 1-2 swing and the ball pops into shallow left center, and that will do it. The Growlers win 5-1 and come in, and the Rafters out hit them 9-8, but Growlers come in and dominate Wisconsin Rapids. Rafters fall to 9-7. Growlers improve to 8-8 as we wrap up an evening where the Rafters just were not able to get anything going. They had nine hits, just only gave up a run. So for everybody, for Wisconsin Rapids, for the players, coaches, and staff, for everybody at the studio at WFHR, my name is Joey Fierce. Good night from Wisconsin Rapids. We'll see you back here tomorrow for first pitch at 6:35 against the Growlers. Good night, everybody.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute.
Say that.
Okay. No, I'm right there. Look, he was valedictorian. He had all these accolades. You know, maybe now he's going to go back and get them. You know, that, and good for him. You know, all in favor of it. Also wanted to get your thoughts on Whoopi Goldberg's thought that she wants a constitutional amendment that says you shouldn't be able to run for the to run the country from the joint. I'm against the idea of a constitutional amendment banning people from running from office from prison because I look at Eugene V. Debs and I find him to be somebody that I historically look up to, and he did it. So I'm against it. Thoughts?
Yeah, like that was kind of the conversation we were having online today. You and I were on Twitter. Is her big thing is, you know, you can't vote from prison. You shouldn't be able to run for office from prison. And you shouldn't be able to then, run the country from prison. And I'm with you. Like, I think honestly, everybody who is in prison should be able to vote. They're still citizens. They still have a constitutional right to vote. And that's actually been tested, not the vote part of it, but they still have constitutional rights. That's been tested in court with Michael Cohen's thing most recently, where they tried to say he couldn't write a book in prison. They're right. Like, no, he still has First Amendment rights. So the Constitution applies to people when they're in prison. And that to me means like folks should be able to vote from there. And then maybe we could get some prison reform. But two, I think there's nothing wrong with folks being able to run from prison. You look at some of the most amazing abolitionists of our time who have been imprisoned and wrote amazing things from prison and continued to be activists from jail. And
now, look, I think it'd be a really big uphill climb, and I think there should be something that says that you can't then pardon yourself. I think something like that has to be in place, but I think you should be able to vote. I think you should be able to run for office. I don't think you're going to win. I think the chances are pretty slim. You're not going to be out knocking on doors and, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies from jail. But, this again seems like one of those overreaction things.
I think so too. Can you imagine the campaign ads? Like, how would you film a campaign ad from your tiny little cell? You know, like, would your cell block mates be the ones giving you endorsements? Like, how would that work? But I mean, the one piece of it where I think Trump applies here is I think if you were convicted of espionage, I think that's game over. And the law actually does state that unless you have, if you've been convicted of espionage, you can't serve as president. And I think that's completely reasonable.
Reasonable. So I still say he's not going to go to jail, even if he is convicted. I know I've had a lot of people go, no, I think you're wrong. And I go, I don't know how you imprison a president. I can see house arrest. I can see, hey, you got to stay, in that presidential bathroom where you kept the records, which I think would be an appropriate sentence. But thoughts?
I think back to the Paul Manafort imprisonment. Remember when he was in that jail up in like Northwest Virginia?
The country club?
And he described it like being a VIP. Basically, he had his own huge, monstrous area. He had his own phone. He had a desk and a computer and like basically everything that he needed to be able to run his office and run his operation from prison.
Keep the crimes going. Yep.
Right. And so to me, it's like, well, why couldn't you do that with Donald Trump? Like, I think we've made it pretty clear just from folks looking through the Secret Service laws, and he will have Secret Service protection while he's in prison. But, why can't you just basically stick him in his own little cell block area and be like, all right, Have fun.
Now, wouldn't that be a crummy detail?
Right, but at the same time, he wouldn't have to do anything.
Wouldn't that be a crummy detail?
Right? You just have to sit there, and if he's on camera, I mean, he's not going to go anywhere. But if he's in his own cell block area, then nobody could get to him. Maybe Jeffrey Epstein could.
Really think about this. You know, I was thinking about this the other day when Trump took office. I came on the air and I said, "Get ready, this is going to be a really bizarre 4 years. Going to be the most corrupt ever. There's going to be more criming. There's going to be things that we can't even imagine. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a historic. He will be remembered." And I think back to, you know, where my mind was capable of going, and how far, how bad, and I kept coming back to, no one could have imagined this. I knew it was going to be bad, but I didn't think it was going to be this.
Yeah, I agree. I think in my wildest imagination, he kind of blew it out of the water the first couple of months, though, just with that with the first press conference that Sean Spicer did, where it's like, he had the most people ever. And it was like, oh, wow, this is now it begins. The beginning of the downfall. And yeah, but it's just, you know, everybody keeps comparing it to terrible governments, to the third world, to dictatorships. The thing is that there are a heck of a lot of people, a heck of a lot of leaders all over the world who have been charged with crimes, who've been convicted of crimes, who've been put in jail, some from democracies. It's not unheard of. It happens.
Yeah,
and it's just we managed to go 200 years without it being a president. We've had a heck of a lot of members of Congress who've been put in prison.
Yeah, I got a friend. I got a friend who spent some time in prison. Bob Ney,
you've got senators who were dueling, you know, outside the Capitol off the you know floor. So come on, it's just basically a step off from that. It's a more modernized version of that.
No, but what's interesting is I read something a little bit ago that said that, you know, Republicans don't understand what he's being charged with. They don't understand the significance. They've been all hung up in this talk radio version of, you know, this is just an attack on Trump. It's poor, poor, pitiful him. He's a victim. You know, Biden did the exact same thing. And the reality is, no. Nobody's done this ever in history. Nobody. This is the first time this has been done at this kind of a level. This is historic, and this is illegal.
And I do think that the major part of this is a lot of folks are going to have to start doing some education campaign, because one of the videos we saw this week of Trump supporters outside of the Miami courthouse is, you know, people were asking, well, have you read the indictment? And they're like, no. Why would I read the indictment?
Yeah.
So there has to be an education campaign where, you know, and maybe it's all of the special interest groups from the Lincoln Project to Midas and to talk about what's actually in it.
Waste of time. Because they're never going to listen. The fives are never going to listen.
But we're not trying to convince them. We're trying to make sure everybody else, you know, in the country understands what's going on.
Well, I think polling wise, I think what 69% of people go, yeah, he did something wrong. I mean, that's a pretty good majority. The red hats, they're never, no matter how much education you throw out, no matter how many facts. Well, there was the one video of the woman going, well, that's not his bathroom. That looks like Joe Biden's bathroom. How the hell did you get that from?
Who out of the two of them is going to have both a chandelier on the ceiling and one on the wall?
Well, he's got the chandelier because he got the $5 million from Burisma.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE Broadcasting.